The Mix Blitz, 10 songs in a row, commercial free with Pantai Hospitals. What's up? I'm Fat Faves here. And with me today, we've got Dr. Mohammad Shahizul Nohairi Mohammad Sharial. He's a medical oncologist and he's here to debunk the myths about cancer treatment. So, doctor, is it true that cancer patients should not consume sugar because it might accelerate it?
Yes, I think it is a common misconception that sugar apparently feeds cancer cells, suggesting that it should be completely banished from a patient's diet. While it is very sensible to limit sugary food as part of an overall healthy diet and to avoid putting on weight, that's really a far cry from saying that sugary foods specifically feed cancer cells. But dietary advice must be based on nutritional and scientific fact. Fruit, vegetables, fiber, white meat and fish are good, whereas too much salt, fat, sugar, red or processed meat and alcohol are less so.
Okay, I've got another myth that I'd like busted. Okay, so hold that thought. We'll get into the music first, doctor. All right.
And today's best music.
With me today is Dr. Mohammad Shahizul Nohairi, a medical oncologist, and he's here to debunk all the myth you've heard about cancer. So, doctor, now, is it true that cancer treatment is worse than having cancer itself? Does the treatment kill more than it cures?
Well, let's be clear. Cancer treatment, whether chemotherapy, radiotherapy or surgery, is no walk in the park. The side effects can be tough. After all, treatments are designed to kill cancer cells, which inevitably affect healthy cells too. I know that it's very difficult to treat late-stage cancer that has spread throughout the body, and while treatment can provide relief from symptoms and prolong life, it's not going to be a cure for very advanced cancer. There are claims on the internet that chemotherapy is only a few percent effective, but these are highly misleading
and outdated. Commercial free with Pantai Hospital. I'm Fat Faves here, and with me is Dr. Shahizul Nohairi, a medical oncologist. Doctor, I've heard that cancer could be contagious. Is that true?
Well, in general, no. Cancer is not a contagious disease that easily spreads from person to person. The only situation in which cancer can spread from one person to another is in the case of organ or tissue transplantation. A person who receives an organ or tissue from a donor who had cancer in the past may be at increased risk of developing a transplant-related cancer in the future. However, that risk is extremely low, about 2 cases of cancer per 10,000 organ transplants. Doctors avoid the use of organs or tissue from donors who have a history of cancer.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mohammad Shahizul Nohairi. So don't forget, Doctor on Call happens every Thursday, 3 p.m. right here on The Mix Blitz.